Kate tensed, waiting for her to give the order. She kept her eyes trained on her sister's feet, where she teetered on river rocks near the coursing stream a dozen inches away. Basil craned his neck, peering at the few emerging stars.
"This is a nice spot. Perfect, actually."
"It is." Jeslyn leaned in, running her palms over his stomach, and sighed. "You know, I remember seeing a little bottle in your hand the other night. Didn't you tip the contents into my wine at one point?" Her tone was light, silly, almost.
"Just something to enrich the flavor."
Basil ran his lips along her jawline. "It had a funny aftertaste, though. Almost like deception." Jeslyn jerked out of Basil's arms and spun in a tight circle, placing herself out of reach. She held up a maroon glass vial.
"This is it, right? The special ingredient you've been drugging me with since we met?"
Jeslyn backed up, only a few inches from the water now. Basil put up his hands.
"Whoa, Jezzy. Calm down. What is this about?"
"Don't call me that, you snake. I know who you are. I know your sick game."
She unstopped the vial, then angled the bottle down, letting one drop leak out. Ready, Kate caught the liquid in the wind, drawing it closer. The familiar scent of cherry cocooned around her. A perfect match. Kate influenced the breeze, relaying the confirmation to Jeslyn in a gentle hush. Casting the poisonous vapors away, she readied the wind for attack. A treacherous smile transformed Basil's innocent features.
"But do you really know me?"
Jeslyn wrinkled her brow, replacing the rubber top on the vial before depositing it into the pocket of her dress.
"I thought I did. I thought you were kind and sweet, where the rest of the gods are selfish. I thought I might love you."
Basil scoffed. "Shame about that, huh? Usually it works far better. How'd you figure it out, I wonder?" He strolled closer, tilting his head.
"The tonic corrupted my scent. They could smell it on me."
"They?
Oh, your special little sisters," Basil said.
"That's right. The three of you are supposed to be all-powerful. At least, I think that's what you were rambling about. I wasn't paying attention. I'd like to meet them, see if they're as easy as you."
Jeslyn gritted her teeth, taking a wide step back.
Her heels splashed into the shallow stream. The meandering current caught the edge of her gown, pulling the fabric to give the illusion that the water stemmed from the Naiad rather than the mountain. Recognizing the signal, Kate rocketed into the night sky, creating strong winds to unfurl along the top of the valley. She started to advance, but she stopped short, transfixed by Basil's permuting features.
"The truth is, you have no idea who I am," he said.
Clouds gathered up above as a flash of lightning illuminated the sky. Basil laughed a deep, throaty chuckle as he shook his head back and forth. At first, the changes were subtle. His unkempt brown hair lightened, the ends curling into blonde waves that ended just above his ears. Another blaze of lightning sparked and highlighted the deep blue color of his irises. His pudgy cheeks thinned, revealing high cheekbones and a chiseled jawline. At the same time, his worn shirt disappeared, leaving him bare-chested with a navy and gold-trimmed robe covering his shoulders. Yet the most startling change was his attitude. Gone was the timid god. In his place stood a glorious immortal, armed with obvious and stunning arrogance. Jeslyn's jaw dropped, her charged palms lowering involuntarily.
"Who are you?"
The new immortal grinned, his eyes gleaming in another flash of lightning.
"I am Zeus, king of the gods, and you, my dear, have something I need."